Welcome back to Louisiana Prep Weekly. Kate Wazna here, Todd Black and Jimmy Roy on assignment. We're now joined by Brulee High baseball coach Tate DuPont as they enter the Class 3A semifinals as the top seed facing four-seeded South Beauregard Friday at 3 in Sulphur, if I'm not mistaken. Right, coach?
Yes, sir.
But because your team plays this Friday, baseball team is graduating today.
Yes, sir. We're actually setting it up right now, and we're going to graduate 7 baseball seniors today during graduation practice.
They have their own private graduation, I guess.
Yep, they can't make the real one, so we had to graduate them at some point. We had to do this a couple years ago with another class as well.
Does the student body kind of get to attend, or this is really just for the parents and friends and you guys and the players?
No, it's actually we do the graduation practice with all the seniors, and that's why we decided to do that, so they can graduate with their senior class. So the rest of the senior class will be here while they're graduating.
Well, that's awesome. I think that's really cool that they get to be there with their classmates. And look, it's not a negative thing to have to go to the state semifinals this weekend, but to be able to have that experience for those seniors, I think, is special, coach. A special season for your team. Is this the first year or the highest seed you have had as the Brulee baseball coach, top seed? I look at some of the performances. 4 players, if I'm not mistaken, with RBI totals of 30 or more. You guys are really driving in some runs this year.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We had a great year. We set a school record in wins, and it's the first time since power ratings we've been number one, you know, especially at the end of the season. So it's been a real special year.
Talk about a couple of those players who have really had an impact at the plate.
This group of seniors is unbelievable. And, you know, it all starts with Evan Daigle in the leadoff spot. You know, when he gets on base, you know, it gives the kids confidence to drive him in. And then, you know, through our lineup, 1 through 9 can hit. And I think everybody in our starting lineup is batting 300 or better, you know, which is unbelievable for a season. And, you know, I'm excited about it.
Coach, you guys seem real aggressive at the plate. As we mentioned, the guys with batting averages over 300, the RBIs and those, you know, double digits. But you also seem to be real aggressive on the base path as well. I think 205 stolen bases to only 11 times you've been caught stealing. Evan Daigle, a guy you just mentioned, has what, 32 stolen bases? Is it the plan to be aggressive at the plate, aggressive on the diamond, and you guys are bringing in runs both ways?
We're such a well-rounded team. You know, we can run as well as hit. You know, we have 21 home runs as well. You know, not only are we driving in runs, we're able to steal bases. We can bunt when we need to. So, you know, this is pretty much the most well-rounded team I have. Either you have speed and guys that have to play small ball or power, but we have a good combination of both this year.
And I mentioned that aggressiveness at the plate. A stat I don't really never think to look at, but, and by the way, we're speaking with Brulee High baseball coach Tate DuPont. The Panthers getting ready for the Class 3A semifinals this Friday, 3 o'clock in Sulphur, taking on fourth-seeded South Beauregard. You have 111 to 44 strikeouts swinging. So your guys are up there. They're not looking at pitches a lot of times. They're giving it their best shot to put one in play.
Well, you know, when we get to 2 strikes, we go to a good 2 strike approach. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is trying to put it in play, you know. So we don't take those big hacks with 2 strikes. But, you know, our goal is to put it in play if you do get down in the count.
Coach, also on the mound, looking at guys who have pitched 50-plus innings. You know who you're going with this Friday?
Oh, I'm definitely going with Evan Daigle. You know, we have 2 really good pitchers. Evan Daigle is going Northwestern, and Todd Gote is going LSU Eunice. But we just feel like for the matchup with South Beauregard that Evan's our better guy. You know, not that he's better than Todd, but, you know, I feel like we got a great 1-2 combination. And, you know, hopefully we'll have Todd ready for the state championship game if we're fortunate enough to win.
Where does a guy like Tyler Terrio fit in the mix?
Oh, Tyler, he gives him a different look. He's a left-hander. Where the other 2 are right-handers, and, you know, he mixes speeds real well, and he's been our top relief guy here the last few weeks. So, you know, that's the 3 guys I would go with in the playoffs, but we still have a couple of other guys. And Red Freeu has 5 wins, and Brady Richardson, who has a few wins and saves as well. So we have a good, well-rounded pitching staff.
Coach, you're going to be facing the fourth-seeded South Beauregard. What's the scouting report on these guys?
Oh, they have a great left-handed pitcher, Savoy. Savoie. I'm not sure exactly how to say it.
Depends on what bayou you're at.
Sir?
It depends on what bayou you're on.
Yeah, right. No doubt. But he's mid-80s. He's going to be a tough challenge for our batting order, you know. So I'm expecting a low-scoring pitching duel with him and Daigle. So it ought to be exciting.
Coach, how do you like the way the playoffs are formatted? I know we've added in recent years the three-game series, round two, round three. There was a lot of discussion about 2 weekends ago with the unpredictability of the weather, getting those two games in that time frame. Do you think there needs to be a little bit more flexibility with that rule?
This is actually our first year, the 3A. 5A and 4A have been doing the 2 out of 3, but I absolutely love the 2 out of 3. But the thing about it is, we knew it going in that's the way it was, that whoever won that first game, if you get rain, you know, that's the way it is. And I actually bought a field tarp for that reason. And that's why we were able to get our games in against Buckeye. We lost the first game on Friday. The rain came in. We put our tarp out, waited for it to stop, got the field ready, and we were able to play because of that. You know, so, you know, we knew going in if we weren't able to play those two games that we would have been out of the playoffs.
Do you feel like that could be extended, that series method could be extended for the semifinals and finals?
I think the biggest thing is they want it in the time frame of the way the playoffs have always been. So, you know, that's something we can look at. But I'm just glad that we have it in that second and third round, because I really find, you know, especially in 3A, it gets the best four teams there. You know, if you look at us, we have the number one seed, the number two seed, the number four seed or three seed, and the number six seed. So you got the top teams in the finals.
And you guys are one of them, the top seed, entering the Class 3A semifinals, taking on fourth-seeded South Beauregard Friday at 3 p.m. over in Sulphur. You got a good crowd heading out that way for you?
The bad thing is on Friday is graduation. So, I'm not sure how big a crowd we're going to have Friday, but I know our family and our friends will be there. And then hopefully if we're fortunate enough to win, you know, I know on Saturday we'll have a big old crowd.
Let's say take care of business on Friday. Everybody's going to be out there on Saturday. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. Go get those boys graduated, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We continue the conversation next with West Feliciana Saints head baseball coach Gannon Acord. Next, right here on Louisiana Prep Weekly, Cade Wise on 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.